Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Tense moments and excitement for readers of the military suspense thriller The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood by Orville Mann Jr., the story of an Army officer, George Lee, who has been instrumental in thwarting the attempt to use a satellite superweapons controller to fire upon any target on Earth. Orville joined the Indiana National Guard in 1957, was a member for 12 years. At that time, he felt the calling to Christian ministry. After completing Bible college, he pastored numerous churches around the country. Orville Mann Jr., author of The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood, our guest on This Week in America. Orville, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
This is really an exciting, I mentioned thriller, that's exactly what it is, The Adventures of George Lee, we'll talk about on the program. But I'm fascinated by your background and how your background might have led you to write this story, the particular scenarios, the different characters. I mentioned briefly some of your background, the military background, teaching as well, and pastoring. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you find this interest to end up writing a book?
Well, about myself, I was born in a little town called Kent, Indiana, and that's near Madison, which is a little larger. And we were born in 1939, so I'm definitely a senior citizen. I married in 1960 a beautiful Kentucky girl named Nina. And I tell people I got tired of swimming across the river to, and I didn't want, anyhow, we got married when I was age 20. And we have two children. The Lord gave us two children, Pamela June and Orville Jackson II. And as you mentioned, I was in the Guard for 12 years. After 7 or 8 years, I joined the Indiana Military Academy, and that was in Fort Benjamin Harrison in Annapolis, and I was commissioned as a second lieutenant in 1965. And then after I was called to the ministry, I resigned as first lieutenant and went to Bible College in Cincinnati, Ohio. My wife and I sold out our business and personal home and moved to Cincinnati. And I pastored, while I was going to college there, pastored a friend's church. And then later we moved to Kansas City, Kansas, and I pastored First Wesleyan Church there in Kansas, and I also attended Kansas City College and Bible School. I finally received a bachelor's degree in pastoral counseling from Leo College and graduate school in St. Anne, Missouri. And I've been at my current church for 26 years, so.
So you found
that's
a home.
Well, my history.
Yes, you found a home, and we were talking before the program. This church where you are now has special meaning for you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. My dad pastored there before I came.
Yes.
And I knew people there from being here as a younger person. My dad pastored in the area as well.
So it was like going home to where you are now and have been for 26 years. Our guest on the program is Orville Mann Jr., authored the book The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Let's talk about the book. Was this the first book you had written?
Actually, no. It's this is a sequel to The Adventures of George Lee, A Race Against Time. And it was published in 2017, and then I published this one through Amazon in July of 2019.
When you wrote the first book, after you wrote the first book, did you know there was going to be a sequel?
Actually, no, I didn't. We just kind of decided that was we could add on to it without changing things. And I'd helped my cousin write finish his book. And so from that, I enjoyed the writing and then decided to go on and write the A Race Against Time, and then after that, the sequel.
Interesting. It was so much fun helping out your cousin. You decided to be an author yourself, and the results have been quite impressive. The Adventures of George Lee, the book we're talking about in the series, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Of course, you'll find the book available, both books available, on Amazon.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the inspiration to write about George Lee. And I wonder if that character could be Orville Mann Jr. to some extent.
Well, in the first book, it's a lot about my childhood, incidents on the tractor and the snakes being wrapped around the wheel and and scary things, you know.
Yes, yes.
I left the tractor running, kicked it out of gear, and took off the opposite direction from where the snakes were wrapped around the wheel. And I told Grandpa he had to go and get it because I was afraid to go back. I had a nest. Apparently, they were kind of a water snake. It was kind of damp back in that area at times during the year. I was on a farm. I was raised by my grandparents on, and had several years of working on the farm.
Okay, so a little bit of that background we see in your writings, in this case, the Adventures of George Lee. I mentioned you were a commissioned officer. Did that influence your story?
Yes, it did. We spent 12 years, and that was pretty well an integral part. That was during the Vietnam era. And, of course, I write about things that I didn't actually participate in. But we went to Fort Knox, and we're branch qualified down there through captain. I didn't make it to captain, but in the book it writes about jumping into foreign territory. And I had no idea about paratroopers. I knew they from observation that they ran about 5 miles a day, I think, from what I saw, and I didn't quite like that.
Don't blame me.
That was a little much. Anyhow, he joined the paratroopers, and he was used to jumping. And I asked him how he acclimatized himself to jumping from different altitudes, you know. And he explained how they had towers, and they used those to jump off and learn how to land from those. They had guy wires that they slid down on and learned how to land, and then they took them up actually with the parachute open and dropped them from higher, like 300 feet, I think.
Well, and that's one of the things in the reviews of the books, in the book that we're talking about specifically, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood by Orville J. Mann Jr., our guest on the program. They talk about the authenticity, the realism. There was obviously some research, besides elements of your life that you incorporated, some research that went into writing this, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I did some research. I looked into the area there in Pakistan where they injected themselves, and learned a little about that one location, that little town there, and then we learned also in both books, we researched some of the equipment that supposedly was manufactured to combat these. But this time they were, in this book, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood, they actually put boots on the ground and went into the territory, and of course, they had to, but during this time, Sergeant Collins got captured with along with the medic, and George wouldn't leave the area without finding his people.
Right.
So that was.
Yeah, I mentioned the military background and the influence it had in writing the book, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. How about the fact that you're an ordained minister? Did that play into how you went about developing the storyline for this book?
Well, as a Christian, I didn't feel like I needed any illicit sex and
right.
and bad language. I was in the military, and I didn't use that kind of language because of being a Christian. And so I wanted to show in one respect that this it's possible to live a Christian life no matter what kind of work you're in, even in the military. And I've heard documentaries where they use every other word with a slang word.
Yes.
Curse word or
yes.
something. So I wanted to eliminate that from my vocabulary.
The book is The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. We talk about George Lee. He's the main character. A little background, if you will, on George and maybe some of the other characters in the story as well. You just mentioned one a few minutes ago.
Okay, George was in the first book as well, of course, and that's where he met his wife. He was on a secret island in the Pacific, and it was love at first sight, and so therefore it was, of course, it's fictional writing, but I think it was about a week or week and a half that before they got married, after they met. That's a little bit of a whirlwind.
Yes, it is.
Romance. My wife and I, we met, and 3 months later, we were married. So I shortened that up a little bit.
Yes, you did.
I don't really recommend doing that, but they didn't think it would last for us, but it has for 59 years.
Wow, incredible! Almost 60 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, getting there. Had to get old to be married that long, you know.
Yes, I know how that goes.
Well, anyhow, there's Laura, his wife, and they met on that island. And then Harry and Pamela Collins. Harry's his, like, his first sergeant. He was his driver, and he's close friend. And Pammy's wife in this love, loyalty, and brotherhood, she has pregnancy complication. Now, one of my friends who was a nurse, she knew about this complications, and that's how that's interjected in love, loyalty, and
right.
brotherhood. And then Amos Farrago, he was a mercenary. And through the influence of George, he became a friend and a Christian, and engaged to George's sister, Charlene. And Hallie is the wife of Colonel Warren Douglas, and she was wounded in an ISIS raid in a mall while they were shopping. Pamela Collins and she were shopping, and there again that my friend, the nurse, she's the one that directed that part of the book.
Right.
She was the one instrumental in that.
And you put all of those characters together along with some others, and you've got the military suspense thriller we're talking about on the program today, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Orville J. Mann Jr. is the author and our guest on the program. How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, it took, after I finished helping my cousin with his book, The Ghost of Chicken Run Road, which is actually a road over in Indiana. But it It took about 2 years to write Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood, and also 2 years on the first of the sequel.
Now, did you know when you started the story where it was going? Are you one of those that does the strict outline? You lay it all out, you go back, and you just sort of plug in the story? Or does the story sort of take some twists and turns in your own mind as you're writing it?
Well, it kind of worked out that way. It was kind of like life.
Exactly. Yep.
We just went along with what happened and tried to figure the results of what that would be and added some interest to it as well,
yes.
Excitement.
What do you hope to accomplish with this? You've got a really interesting story. It gives us a little information into search and rescue operations, military operations, terrorists as well, how they operate. So it's a fascinating, riveting story. Great characters as well. What do you hope we take away from reading The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood?
I said before, I hope to encourage Christians that they could live a Christian life no matter what kind of situation they're in, at least within reason, the context of being a Christian. And also, of course, I hope to sell have a little extra income for selling books. So,
yes.
that's kind of part of the old age package that we hope we can...
Yes.
Have a little extra income.
We're all looking for that little extra income, and you do this so well. A talented writer, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood by Orville J. Mann Jr. Two successful novels out so far. Are you working on another book?
Not right at the moment. I was kind of waiting to see how the sales went on this one, and I do have... something I've been thinking about. It's about a frog and a family, and the frog talks to the kids, and finally the parents, and of course they're all shook up, but the frog can talk to them. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting concept. I wish you the best of luck with that. I hope you're able to publish a book with that.
We'll see what happens.
Well, in this book, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood, as well as the first book, where are they available? I mentioned Amazon. Is that the best place to go to get copies?
Well, you can get them, both of them, at Amazon.com. The first book, The Adventures of George Lee, Race Against Time, can be purchased through Exlibris.
Okay.
Xlibris.com. It's a little cheaper there than Amazon, but you can get both those books at www.amazon.com, and just type in my name, Orville Mann, O-R-V-I-L-L-E-M-A-N-N, and or you can type in The Adventures of George Lee. That'll take you to that page, and there'll be Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Or you can contact me, Oman, 7788 at TWC, and I can send you a copy of Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood for about $14, including shipping and handling.
Okay, so that's a lot of entertainment for not that much money. And you can get all that information on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on to Amazon. Look at both of the books and go ahead and give us your email one more time. That's O-M-A-N-N.
7788 or 7788.
Okay.
88. At TWC, at Time Warner Cable, TWC.com.
Okay, and get information and get in contact directly with Orville. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. What has that been like, having them with you as you are publishing the book and out there promoting it?
Well, they've been very helpful. I made... Author of the Week one time, and that was very
congratulations,
helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've been very they've been very helpful. They contact me at any little change in things, and like time setting for the interview, or
yes.
And so they've been very gracious. They're friendly. They're almost like family. You get to know them well.
Well, it's nice to have people like that with you, because this can be intimidating, can't it? Having the book is one thing, but getting out there and actually getting it published and promoting it, that's a whole different area.
That is, and it can accrue a lot of expenses at times.
Yes.
And they've helped me in that sense. So they've been very gracious people to me.
Well, Orville, this has been fun having you on the program, having a chance to get to know a little bit about you and the books that you've written. The specific book we talked about today, The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Both of his books you'll find at Amazon, the other places that Orville mentioned. And you'll find those by linking onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Orville, congratulations on the success of The Adventures of George Lee, the two books, the second, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood. Thank you for being with us on the program, staying in touch. I hope you get the frog book written. Anxious to see how that story turns out. So keep in touch. Love to have you back to talk about that. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you the very best, sir.
Thank you. You as well. The Adventures of George Lee, Love, Loyalty, and Brotherhood, the latest from Orville Mann Jr. Information at Amazon, and of course, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.